This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
CHLY, Nanaimo's campus and community radio station, is joining forces with community radio stations across Canada to give a voice to the voiceless this Tuesday, February 23rd. The station will reach out to listeners in the Nanaimo community and the Mid-Island region, joining a national conversation about homelessness and poverty. From Tuesday, February 23rd at 2 p.m. until Wednesday, February 24th at 4 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, you can join CHLY and 39 other community and campus radio stations across Canada for the 8th annual Homelessness Marathon on Tuesday. The goal of that event is to raise consciousness about and provide a nationwide forum to discuss homelessness and poverty. We're going to take a look at what's in store during Tuesday's Homelessness Radio Marathon. I'm joined in the studio by Mary Ellen Bruce, who is a member of Nanaimo's Creative Awareness Collective, an advocacy group working on behalf of poor and homeless people in the community, and a participant in the upcoming Homelessness Radio Marathon. Welcome to People First Radio, Mary Ellen.
Thank you, Kevin. Honored to be here.
Or I guess I could say welcome back to People First Radio.
This is my second year and I'm enjoying it so far.
You joined us during last year's marathon to share your thoughts and experiences. You're going to join us again this year. What are your thoughts about this radio marathon? Does it help? And if it does, how?
I think it really, if we can get people to really listen with their ears as well as with their heart, that for me, as I go along and I'm ever aware of my surroundings, I'm really looking. I'm an information sponge, so I see solutions now, whereas last year, just being new to it, I was kind of focused on the hopelessness and the negative part, whereas for me, when I look at the positive side, all the solutions come a lot easier. And I keep in touch with all my friends that are homeless and the underprivileged and the working poor and anybody that knows me downtown. They just so, it's neat. My heart flutters when they come up and give me a hug and oh, it's, you know, and even though they seem to be beaten down and stuff, they feel warmth from me, I guess, and easily, I'm easily approached, so, and I like that. It makes me feel good that they remember me and they know when they've got problems, they can just, you know, fire them at me and I listen instead of, you know, trying to tell them what I think they should do. I just let them ramble on and they're quite really at home with me with doing that. And that's a key thing, I think, is having no fear around people that are not doing so well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in that sense, avoidance is not the best option.
No, it makes them feel like it makes them feel like really bad about themselves. I know when I was out there and people saw how filthy I looked and how out of it and for what other reasons. There were some days I wasn't always like that, but the common people out there would seem to take a big roundabout path around me. Maybe they'd seen me before in another condition, and it used to really bother me to the point that it'd be on my mind all day, so I'd want to run away and hide and not talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel no love then, so, and now I give what I feel when I'm feeling really good, which is most of the time, about myself. I give it back, and they know the warmth of me, so they just come up to me, and I don't care what shape they're in. That's not for me to judge or decide. I just open my arms, give them a big hug anyways, and say, hey, how you doing? And they like that.
Now, Mary Ellen, you're going to share some music during Tuesday's marathon. You've brought a guitar with you today. And I'm wondering if you're willing to sing something for us.
Yeah, I haven't played. My favorite gift is music, has been all my life. And I've been so busy in university that, yes, I'm more than willing to play because it's my tranquilizer.
Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
This is a song by Jan Arden called Unloved.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no consolation prize. This time the bone is broken clean. No baptism, no burp pies, and no sweet taste of victory. All the stars have fallen from the sky, and everything else in between. Satellites have closed their eyes, and the moon has gone to sleep. Unloved, unloved. Unloved, unloved. Here I am inside a hotel, choking on a million words I've said. Cigarettes have burned a hole in dreams I've drunk and penniless. Here I am inside my father's arms, all jagged bone and whiskey dry. Whisper to me sweetly now and tell me I will never die. Unloved, unloved. Unloved, unloved. Here I am, an empty hallway, broken window, rainy night. I am 1962, and I'm ready for a fight. People crying hallelujah, while the bullet leaves the gun. People falling, 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 and I don't know where they're falling from. Are they unloved? Unloved, unloved, unloved. Hoping that the kindness will lead us past the blindness, and not another living soul will ever have to feel unloved. Unloved.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm joined by Mary Ellen Bruce, who will participate in the Mid-Island broadcast of Tuesday's National Homelessness Radio Marathon. Will host a conversation among people who are homeless, people who are working with the homeless, and people who are not homeless but who are concerned about these issues. They can be a part of a dialogue that wouldn't normally occur. Anyone can participate. Simply come down to the CHLY station in downtown Nanaimo at the China Steps and Lois Lane, or call the on-air number at 250-740-1017. That's this Tuesday, February the 23rd, beginning at 2 p.m. Now, Mary Ellen, the conversation on Tuesday will follow a number of themes. We don't really have time to get into those today. However, I want to mention that something new this year, Wallace Millay, who's also an advocate for homeless people and a member of the Creative Awareness Collective, is an artist living in Nanaimo. He coordinated a painting called Hungry, Angry, Lonely, Tired. He involved people who are homeless in Nanaimo, people who were formerly homeless, and they painted it together. It's reproduced on the local posters for the marathon. Were you part of that painting experience as well?
I got invited to come down and do it, but Wallace is so busy, and it was probably in his mind to say why the painting or what the painting was for, and he left that part out. So I kind of, I'm busy with my school trying to, you know, like get my grade 12, and I says, I'll try and make it down, and I just never did, and then I found out later what it was all about. So like. Well, that, it's not his fault. He's just, that's Wallace. He's busy.
Well, that painting will be on display down here at the station during the Homelessness Marathon. Mary Ellen, thanks very much for taking the time
Thank
to join us.
Thank you very much.
And I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.